When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We knew he was a focal point for their team, so we tried to make it as tough as possible for him, and we did a good job on him. But for me, I mean, obviously I wanted to play good every night besides the nights he plays us. Especially him being in the West, it doesn't really affect us as much. So we've still been communicating behind the scenes every now and then. We both check up on each other. But I'm glad we got this one. I know he's hurt he didn't win tonight. I know the competitor he is, so.
God, people just still want that to be something that it isn't,
yes, they do. Yes.
They still want that Trey DeJounte thing to be more than it was. It just didn't work as a basketball experiment. It didn't work. They don't hate each other.
It was easy.
They don't want to fight each other.
I guess, man.
they're both. I never understood the whole they got beef anyway.
No. But there was never any real indication of that outside of, like, rumors that you heard from folks that wanted it to be true, because it's just more interesting that
right.
way. It's more interesting if they hate each other and that's why it doesn't work than if they kind of just don't mesh well.
What about interesting is people saying that they should build around DeJounte and Trey?
Yeah, that was something that some said. They played better without him.
Yeah.
they were like three games under 500.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're playing good right now with Trey. They played against DeJounte last night. DeJounte did not have a particularly good game. 2 for 15, 7 points. He was minus 15 in his minutes on the floor. And the Pelicans are really awful.
Man, they're beat up.
They're beat up.
Left to right.
Yeah. Brandon Ingram's not playing. Obviously, Zion's not playing. Even Jose Alvarado, he's banged up. He's not playing. So, I mean, you're rolling out there with, like, you know, Ives Missy.
Who the hell is that?
The guy who played 35 minutes last night, dropped 23.
His name's Ives.
Or Eves.
Yeah.
Y-V-E-S. Yves Saint Laurent.
It's pronounced.
Yves Ives. How is it pronounced? Jack. anyway, nice win for the Hawks. Trey goes for 15 assists. He's leading the NBA in assists per game by 1.5 per game over
DeJounte Murray.
Nope. Nikola Jokic.
Oh, duh.
Nikola Jokic, duh. Who's leading the NBA at every category, pretty much. The Hawks have won 4 in a row. They're 11-11 now. And
11-11, yes, sir.
Pretty fun to see.
Yeah, man. It's good that because we mentioned
the Bucks
in the opening
next
segment. I can beat the Bucks.
Yeah, the Bucks aren't good.
Have they been playing better yet lately, though?
They've been playing better.
Yeah. Like Giannis, like, well, damn it, I'll just do it myself.
Mm-hmm. They won at least 5 in a row.
Yeah, I'll just do it my damn self, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, just continuously, like we keep saying, just keeping this squad. Because the biggest thing for this team to get the chemistry, they got to stay healthy. It's always something. Somebody always got to go down with something. Just stay healthy the whole season. And then, you know, who knows if you're where you need to be. Is there a move that you might be able to make?
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah,
like now you're sort of thinking about it like that as opposed to,
but they ain't gonna do,
they're not going to do anything, right. And why would you? Now, it feels to me like, and I know Capella had a nice game last night, like 17 rebounds or something like that. That to me feels like the upgrade in the starting lineup that takes you from where you are to, I don't know what would bring you
who
to.
That
but,
is,
or who that is. Right. But yeah, if you can get a center who's like a legitimate offensive player.
Right.
And again, Clint played good last night. Played good defense, had 17 rebounds, all that kind of stuff. It's way too early to be worried about seeding or anything like that, but as you look around the rest of the Eastern Conference, it's two really good teams, and then a lot of teams kind of right there after them. And maybe you throw the Magic into a category slightly above that as well, because they've been really good even without Banchero. Right. Man, Wagner's been absolutely playing out of his mind since Banchero went out. And we kind of laughed at him last summer for giving him a max. He's been earning it. Like, Wagner's been playing great.
That's usually the expectation when a player like him goes out. Your next max player is supposed to do what he's doing.
Yeah, he's playing awesome.
And so, but that's where, I mean, but that's most teams, except for, like, if Jokic goes down, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Like, DeJounte.
Even when Jokic goes to the bench, they're cooked.
Yeah, Murray can't. Like, it's amazing how, because of the depth they've lost.
Yeah, they have no depth.
They have no depth at all from that championship team. Yeah. And now he's to the point where he has to play 40 minutes a damn game. Mm-hmm. And it's. He's a big dude, but I think they're going to catch up to him.
Oh, it is.
They're going to catch up
to him. Yeah, I caught up to him last year, and it's just hard. It's a lot to ask to do that for 82 games and then get into the playoffs. And the Russell Westbrook thing has worked pretty good in Denver when he's on the court with Jokic. But when he's supposed to lead the second year, it's a disaster.
Hell yeah, it is.
Then he's left to his own devices
Russ
again.
Russ like, I got this.
Yep.
And that's the funny thing about Russ is that he don't – You still can't tell Russ that he ain't Oklahoma City.
No,
Russ.
He thinks he's the MVP of basketball to this day. But when Jokic is out there, he at least kind of has to defer a little bit and kind of play that role, or Murray. But when it's just him, like, all right, guys, watch this.
Hang on, boy.
He feels like a big watch this guy practice. All right, guys, watch this.
Better buckle up, man. Because Russell Westbrook, he's going to do Russ. Russ can miss 30 shots, and I'm talking about 30 bad shots.
Couldn't care less.
And he's going to take 31.
Yeah. Something's wrong with the rim. Yep. They didn't inflate the ball correctly. Yep. Something like that.
Russ going to take 31.
It's a great mentality. God, I love that guy. God, I love that guy. What an absolute treat of a player he's been to watch. Speaking of guys that I love watching, maybe not quite as good as Russell in his career, but just a joy, just a gift to the sports world, especially from where the Browns were and who their quarterback was and the way that he was playing. And they're not winning more, but it's a hell of a lot more fun to watch. Jameis Winston throws for 500 yards last night.
Six touchdowns.
Two of them were to the wrong team.
Six damn touchdowns.
If you include the return yards on the interceptions that he threw for 700 yards last night.
Yes.
And then afterwards, he talked to the media, and that's the best part.
This was a tough one, man, in front of the whole world. I messed it up in front of the whole wide world. But I'm going to continue to get better. We're going to put this one behind us, and Lord willing, we go to Pittsburgh and finish strong. It's about finishing.
Oh, no. You have the other one? We have to play it.
Yeah.
We need to be delivered.
Yeah, man.
And this goes for Kirk Cousins, too, and any quarterback that we want to stop throwing pick sixes.
In times like this, you know, it's an opportunity to continue to glorify the Lord even through the toughest circumstances. I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to pick sixes. Like, that's not me. Like,
what?
A phenomenal game. Offense.
Thank you, Jim.
But I messed it up.
You know what?
It's my favorite thing that I've ever heard a quarterback say.
He played. When did Jared Judy's catching the ball now?
Judy went off.
He went off last night.
235 yards and a touchdown.
He went off last night. Jameis, I mean, the touchdown throw, both touchdown throws in Joku, sick.
Yep.
Just put it in there. Only with Jameis. The biggest thing with Jameis is you just don't know where the ball's going when it leaves his hand. Dog, they had two driving with the ball. You just knew it was eventually going to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love it to Jameis. And Jameis could be my backup. I can't give Jameis the keys to my franchise.
No. You can't do that right there. Yeah, you can't do that.
But
you also can't let Jameis throw the ball 58 times
in
a game.
No, because something bad's
going to
happen.
Like, if Jameis throws the ball 58 times in a game, there's going to be four touchdowns and there's going to be six touchdowns.
Something's going to happen.
But two of them are going to be for the other team.
That's what's going to happen, man. I just need to know, when did Jameis – was Jameis the preacher in New Orleans?
I think so.
Because he wasn't preaching in Tampa.
No, he wasn't maybe quite there yet.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He was more eating W's.
Yeah, okay. Because, you know, he still ain't done with me yet, Andy. You know, he's still he still ain't done with me yet.
Well, maybe he'll deliver you some pick sixes.
I'm still a rich.
From some pick sixes.
Yeah.
Oh, we all are.
Yeah. And so, but Jameis is, and I love it. Praise him because he gives us so much, and we should praise him more like Jameis. But
Jameis is right. Glorify him even in the hard times.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
But that's the thing right there when he said that. I'm just praying that the Lord keep me from pick sixes. I don't think it worked like that, Jameis.
I don't think it does either.
No. It don't work like that, Jameis. And I just Because I don't want to buy. I don't want to pick at nobody and they and how they worship. You can do whatever you want. But it don't work like that, Jadis.
I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick
sixes.
Because this
means that this man is... because you go to the locker room, Andy, before the game, I would always say my prayer on the bench after we run out the tunnel and everything. Is he on the bench or in his locker before the game saying, Lord, please don't let me throw pick sixes today?
Probably.
Because all my prayer was, Lord, keep me healthy.
Yeah, keep me healthy. All us safe. Yeah. You know, glorify, whatever.
Yeah, that was always all mine. That sure. was always my prayer sure. about sure. For the game. If Dave was in his locker talking about some, Lord, please don't let me throw pick sixes.
What I like about it is he seamlessly combines like the language of the gospel
yes.
and football language. Yes. Like you don't normally hear people say stuff no. like that. Like I just pray that the Lord deliver me from evil is something that you yes. might hear someone say. But then to throw pick sixes in there is
I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
It's the funniest
it's the greatest
thing
ever.
I've ever heard.
It's the greatest thing ever. It's just awesome. Because the thing about it is, he's going to throw another pick six.
Curious.
So what's the then
against
what?
The Steelers.
And then what?
On Sunday.
And then what? You weren't delivered,
Jadis? Pray harder. He didn't want to deliver.
Oh, my God. This guy, man.
Thank God for the opportunity to eat some snow.
This guy.
And the way he even said Pittsburgh was
definitely going to eat some snow today.
Yeah, like, man.
They also, I don't know if anyone saw this, if you're watching the broadcast, but like, they do this thing now when they show the picture of the player. It's not a picture anymore. It's a video.
Right.
So whatever the week leading up or whatever it is, they shoot video and they, all right, stand here. We're going to use this when we show your stats. When they did Jameis's, they had him and Bo Nix side by side. Bo Nix just stood there like a normal person. Jameis starts dancing and eating W's and like flipping the ball around. It's awesome.
Yeah,
like
man.
He can't even stand there for a normal still shot.
Yeah, but look, Bo
everything he does.
Dorky. Bo Nix came from his side like he was all serious and he pointed at the.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Cameron, sure. Would you rather Jameis
sure.
eat a duck?
Of course I would. I would rather Jameis do like, whatever Jameis wants.
Like fool, like
but that's what most guys do, though. I'm just saying. Jameis can't do anything the way other people do.
Weirder than that right there. Because you're sitting there like, what am I supposed to do? Oh, well, point to the camera. Point the ball at the camera.
Right.
Make a face.
Do something cool.
Do something. And that's how you say it, too. Do something cool. What the hell are you talking about?
Nothing,
dude?
I try to do right now is going to be cool,
man.
Unless you eat a couple W's.
I guess.
Flip the ball around and dance, man, like Jameis.
I just love dance.
Ah, what a treat. What an absolute treat. What else? What else? Oh, all right. Texas is the home team, so they're going to wear white. Georgia's going to wear red.
Okay.
Okay. Well, wouldn't that make Georgia the home team? But I think Texas is the home team.
But Texas wanted to wear white. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. Always hard to beat two teams, a team for a second time in the year. I know Georgia's done it twice.
I thought they say third time.
Huh?
I thought it was hard to beat a team three times.
No, it's hard to beat a team twice, I thought it was.
Oh.
In college football, right?
Doesn't happen much.
Never happened. Georgia's had it twice, but they were the team that lost and beat the team. They beat Auburn, and then they beat Bama.
Right.
And so, but yeah, I mean.
No, you're right. That they've gone 1-1.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. That place is going to be rocking.
Oh, it's going to be
awesome. It's going to be great because Texas is, like I said, it's on their mind. They know what Georgia did.
Yeah.
Remember I said before the Texas game, I was like, Texas, they coming for us. And you saw what we did. We went there and beat that ass. Mm-hmm. Now, are they better than now?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I think their defense is.
I thought the defense was really good.
The defense has been really good.
I just thought we got
out. I guess they had three picks in the game, so how much better could their defense really be?
They were, but yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, we'll get to talk about it more. And, you know, because I kind of heard Carl, I'm like, and I'll ask Carl when he gets here, about like it's going to be a lot of people from Texas coming in.
Sure.
And everything like that.
I would hope so.
But then, because that was always the biggest thing is this whole new playoff format is like the bread you got to spend.
Oh, right.
You know,
so maybe you don't spend for this, so you can go to the playoff game.
Yeah, like that.
Right.
But I would come here.
Just go to all of them.
Yeah.
They're Texas.
They got plenty of money.
Everybody has oil money, right? That's what they say.
That's what they say.
Maybe Matthew McConaughey will be here.
There's some broke people in Texas now.
A lot of them.
Yeah. More broke people than rich people.
Probably. That's how the rich people like it. Keep them around.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.